KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. The Iowa High School Athletic Association talked a lot about football this week at their monthly meeting. In fact, the Board of Control acted on some recommendations from the Iowa Football Coaches Association and the Football Playoff Committee at their meeting on Wednesday. At the center of the discussion and the action was a proposed 8-game regular season, which would allow the playoffs to fold into a weekly format. Now, since December, board members had contacted different groups, and in a unanimous vote, they agreed to stay with the current 9-game regular season format. Other football items that were approved included discontinuing sister districts for the regular season and the postseason classes in 8-player through 3A, and to have a 125-mile limitation for first-round games, and also no preset pairings will be made for the playoffs, and the pairings will be determined after each round of the playoffs. Reasonable attempts will be made to find non-district playoff opponents for the first and second round games. However, district matchups could occur if an opponent can't be found within a reasonable distance. And they also made some changes to the practice schedules as well. And also, the district football assignments for 2014 and 2015 were announced this week by the Athletic Association. There are a few schools that will be moving up a class in this area. For example, Lewis Central will go from 3A to 4A. And both AHST and Underwood will be making the jump from Class A to Class 1A. Now, there are four other Southwest Iowa schools that will be moving down at least one class. St. Albert going from 1A to A. Tri-Center will go from 1A down to A. Clarinda Academy will drop from 2A to Class A, while East Mills will go from Class A to 8-man. Also, Charter Oak Ute will play just a JV schedule for the next 2 years. Also, the districts that are set up now for these next 2 years in this area look like this. For example, in Class 3A District 8, Atlantic will be joined by ADM, Creston, Dallas Center Grimes, Glenwood, Harlan, and Winterset. In Class 2A, the District 8 list is Kemper Catholic, Clarinda, East Sac County, Prairie Valley, Red Oak, Shenandoah, and West Central Valley. Class 1A, District 1, will include AHST, IKM Manning, Missouri Valley, Otibolt Arthur, BCIG, Trainer, Underwood, and West Monona. In Class A, District 1 will include Audubon, Griswold, Logan Magnolia, Maple Valley, Riverside, St. Albert, Tri-Center, and Westwood. And in Class A, District 8, Bedford will be joined by Clarinda Academy, Earlham, Martinsdale, St. Mary's, Mount Air, Nottoway Valley, Pleasantville, and Southeast Warren. 8-man districts locally will include District 1 with Arweva, Boyer Valley, Exira EHK, Kingsley Pearson, Newell Fonda, River Valley, West Harrison, and Woodbine. Also, District 8 will include Cam, East Mills, Essex, Fremont Mills, Lennox, Nishnabotna, Sydney, and Stanton. Those are some of those new districts which will be in effect for the 2014 and 2015 high school football seasons. Well, Peyton Manning found no need to dunk his right hand in a bucket of ice water Thursday. It was just 9 degrees when the Broncos returned to their practice field for the first time since clinching a spot in next week's Super Bowl at MetLife Stadium. With frigid temperatures gripping the east and the likely possibility that the February 2nd Super Bowl at the Meadowlands will be played in sub-freezing conditions, Manning said preparing for such a game in freezing Rocky Mountain environs was nearly perfect. Manning said anytime you can have a situation that you can simulate during practice that might be in a game, that's always a good thing. Of course, his breath was vaporizing as he spoke from the podium after the two-hour workout. Well, the Browns have hired Buffalo defensive coordinator Mike Pettine as their new coach, ending a nearly four-week search. He replaces the fired Rob Chudzinski, who was given only one season to prove himself. The 47-year-old Pettine spent 1 year with the Bills after four as the New York Jets defensive coordinator. He inherits a Cleveland team that went 4-12 this season after losing its last seven games. Pettine becomes Cleveland's seventh full-time coach since 1999 and fourth in 6 years. It's his first NFL head coaching job. Vikings running back Adrian Peterson has undergone groin surgery, and he's expected to spend the next 6 weeks recovering. He rushed for 1,266 yards in 14 games this season, missing two in December due to a sprained right foot. The groin muscle had been bothering him for much of the season. This was Peterson's third surgery in the last 25 months. He had reconstruction in his left knee in December of 2011. In February 2013, Peterson had a procedure to repair a hernia in his abdomen. Well, the Dallas Cowboys have signed kicker Dan Bailey to a 7-year contract through the 2020 season. In three seasons with the Cowboys, Bailey has made 91% of his field goals, hitting 89 of 98 and all 123 of his extra point attempts. Well, New York City police are blanketing Midtown Manhattan with temporary surveillance cameras as one of many security measures being taken to protect visitors for the Super Bowl. The cameras will supplement a network of permanent surveillance cameras that provide live feeds to monitors at an NYPD command center. Officers there watch for possible terror threats and other suspicious activity. Hundreds of extra uniformed and plainclothes officers also will be assigned to protect Super Bowl Boulevard. That's a 13-block street fair along Broadway that's expected to draw large crowds. In New Jersey, up to 700 state troopers will patrol in and around MetLife Stadium on game day. The NFL has committed another 3,000 private security officers to the event. FBI analysts are also monitoring the latest intelligence to detect any specific threats against the Super Bowl. Well, the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union has released its seventh girls basketball ratings of the season. In Class 1A, Newell Fonda remains top-rated with Burlington Notre Dame number 2. Stanton is up a spot to number 3. Janesville and Colonesco round out the top 5. Arweva is number 8 this week, while Adair Casey jumps 5 spots to number 10 in this week's poll. In Class 2A, Western Christian, Cascade, Hinton, North Lynn, and Fort Dodge St. Edmund are the top 5. Trainer remains number 12 this week, with Panorama staying put at number 14. In Class 3A, MLC Floyd Valley, Clear Lake, Crestwood, Mediapolis, and Nevada are the top 5. Shenandoah replaces Red Oak as the number 15-ranked team this week. Red Oak drops out of the poll this time around. In Class 4A, Harlan remains number 1-ranked with Perry, Bishop Heland Catholic, Ballard, and Davenport Assumption. Rounding out the top 5, Lewis Central stays put at number 8 in this week's list. And in Class 5A, Iowa City High is the number 1 team again this week. They're followed by Valley West Des Moines, Dowling Catholic, Waukee, and Des Moines East in that top 5 list. Well, basketball last night saw the boys' corner conference semifinals of their in-season tournament held. It'll be East Mills and Sydney battling for the championship this weekend. East Mills beat Fremont Mills 59-50. And Sydney knocked off Heartland Christian 53-50 in the semis last night. Also in boys' hoops, Lenox beat Central Decatur 55-29. Martinsdale St. Mary's dumped West Central Valley 66-37. In girls' hoops, Central Decatur a 71-23 winner over Lenox last night. At top 25 men's college hoops, Nick Johnson scored 18 points. Brandon Ashley added 15, and top-ranked Arizona remained undefeated with a 69-57 win over Colorado. Arizona's 19-0 overall. They're 6-0 in Pac-12 play. Along with Syracuse and Wichita State, those are the only major college undefeated teams. Elsewhere in top 25 hoops last night, number 6 Florida, a 68-62 winner over Alabama. Number 15 Cincinnati won its 11th straight, a 69-51 win over Central Florida. Number 17 Ohio State ended a 4-game losing streak with a 62-55 win over Illinois. And also number 23 Memphis routed Houston 82-59. Well, Michigan State's latest film session was a major flop. Junior forward Brandon Dawson will be out 4 to 5 weeks after he broke his right hand yesterday when he banged it on a table while he was watching video. He's the Spartans' leading rebounder. Dawson said he was reviewing film of the third-ranked Spartans' win over Indiana with teammates and coach Tom Izzo, and he became angry with his play of late, and he slammed his hand on the table. And, of course, now it's broken. Iowa State is refuting reports that they prevented guard Boo Boo Paulo from transferring to another school by delaying that decision in his student conduct case. The university said yesterday that athletic director Jamie Pollard told Paulo's attorney, Matt Bowles, that Iowa State would support a waiver for Paulo to transfer. That's after Paulo was kicked off the team August 30th by President Stephen Leith. Iowa State also says that Paulo would have been able to transfer after the fall semester had started, but that neither Paulo nor Bowles gave the university an official transfer request. Paulo was reinstated by a district court judge last week in a decision publicly criticized by Pollard. Paulo is listed on Iowa State's roster for its home game Saturday against Kansas State. Just 2 games in the NBA last night. Miami beat the LA Lakers 109-102. It was Portland over Denver 110-105. In the National Hockey League last night, Carolina beat Buffalo 5-3. Columbus over Philly 5-2. St. Louis beat the New York Rangers 2-1. Tampa Bay over Ottawa in a shootout 4-3. Pittsburgh beat the New York Islanders 6-4. Minnesota over Chicago 2-1. Dallas beat Toronto 7-1, Anaheim 2-1 over Los Angeles, Nashville a 2-1 winner over Vancouver, and San Jose blanked Winnipeg 1-0. Well, the Tampa Bay Rays added Grant Balfour to solidify the back end of their bullpen as they gave the closer a $12 million two-year contract about a month after his $15 million agreement with Baltimore fell through. The Orioles said they had concerns with his physical. Balfour proclaimed he's 100% healthy and looking forward to helping Tampa Bay get back to the playoffs. Also in baseball doings, the Brewers say they're in talks with free agent Matt Garza to fortify their pitching staff. Milwaukee issued a statement following reports of a $52 million four-year agreement between the Brewers and the 30-year-old right-hander, pending a physical. The Brewers say they are interested in Garza, but they've not yet reached a deal. Greg Maddux and Tony La Russa will not have any logos on the caps of their Hall of Fame plaques. That decision was announced by the Hall, which said Joe Torre's plaque will have the logo of the New York Yankees. Plaques for Tom Glavine and Bobby Cox will have the Atlanta Braves logos, and Frank Thomas will have the logo of the Chicago White Sox. The six will be inducted during ceremonies on July 27th. La Russa managed a number of teams, and Maddux, who starred for both the Braves and the Cubs, said he just could not slight one or the other. And the Iowa-Minnesota wrestling rivalry will resume on Saturday afternoon in Iowa City as the second-ranked Hawkeyes host the fourth-rated Gophers. Iowa's won 8 of the past 11 meetings, and Coach Tom Brands says there are a lot of similarities between those two programs.
I think there's a similar coaching style. I think it's physical and hustle and attitude and toughness.
And Brands says toughness will be the biggest factor in the outcome.
There's strategy, and there's technique, and there's skills, and there's wrestling hard, and there's other things that go into that, but, you know, being proficient at all positions, but, you know, other programs might not put as much of an emphasis on that. We put a lot of emphasis on that. No matter how skilled you are in this sport, you still got to be tough.
Iowa's 11-1 in duels, the Gophers 7-1 coming into tomorrow's matchup in Iowa City. And don't forget, we have high school basketball tonight for you here on KJAN. Chris and I will be in Clarinda tonight. We'll have a Hawkeye 10 boys matchup as Atlantic will visit Clarinda this evening. You can listen live on AM 1220 and FM 101.1, on the web at KJAN.com, and on your smartphones with the free KJAN app. We'll also have live streaming video as internet service allows. We'll have live streaming video of the game tonight on our TV page at KJAN.com. So make sure you join us for all that action. 7:30. Scheduled start time, the tip time for the boys' game, will be on about 7:20 tonight. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.